At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit RedBarnInc.com to save a dollar on Red Barn grain-free canned food.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network. Rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Lisa Tarvis, you're listening to Just Believe Radio. I want to welcome everyone who's listening. We have the chat room open, and we also have we're going to be doing live psychic readings again tonight. So if you want to call in, you can call 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. Press 1, and we will see that you are in the queue and have a question for our psychic Bridget tonight. I'll be reading her bio in just a few minutes, but I want to take a minute to let everyone know that anybody who normally doesn't get in on the show, we have a slower night right now. So if you're one of the ones that always calls in and you never get on and you think you're never going to get on, well, tonight you might be able to get on. So definitely call us. And join us in the chat room, and we can chat in the chat room. Anyway, so I want, again, to welcome everybody and let everyone know that Just Believe is part of the Right Stream Radio Network. We have seven shows a week on the air right now. Sundays we have my show. Mondays is Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Tuesday we have Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. On Wednesday, we have Ancient Myths and Modern Mysteries with Vaughn Goodwin. Thursdays, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is hosted by myself and Daria Ann. Also, then on Friday, we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend. And Saturday, we end the week with Get Fit, Feel Fabulous with Britt. And she's on at 10 a.m. So those are our seven shows. I think I did that from the top of my head, so I could have given out wrong times. But everything's pretty much at 7 Eastern time, with the exception of Ancient Myths and Modern Mysteries, which goes on at 9. Right Stream Tuesday goes on at 1 in the afternoon. Actually, you know what? I think I'm the only two shows are, come to think of it, that's not true, because They're all kind of different times. Military Monday is 1 p.m. Eastern, and Right Stream Tuesday is 1 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday is 9 p.m. Eastern. So Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss and Just Believe are the only ones that air at 7 p.m. So there you go. I don't know what I'm talking about. Shocking. Anyway, so the Right Stream Network is run by myself and Daria Ann, who you're talking to. If you're calling in, you're talking to in the screening room, and we run the network, and we also have a publishing company called Right Stream Publishing, and you can find out more about either of those companies, Right Stream Publishing at rightstreampublishing.com or Right Stream Radio Network at rightstreamradio.com. So you can find our stuff there, all the information on both the radio network and the publishing company. And we are trying to get everyone who has a story to tell, we're trying to help you tell it. And that's what Right Stream Radio, or Right Stream Publishing, I'm sorry, is all about. And Right Stream Radio actually supports that by having our authors on our shows. So that works really well for us. I'm gonna read the bio. Tonight we have Bridget. Bridget is from psychicsource.com. And if you go to the show page, there's a link that goes directly to her page, I believe. And she, psychicsource.com has, it's one of the places, like if you've ever noticed on the, that's my dog. Anyway, if you've ever noticed on different web pages, there will be a, something for, I'm sorry, there's a lot of distractions right now. Hold on. Okay, anyway, so psychicsource.com, again, is one of the psychic networks that are out there that we work with that take readings right then and there. The person has, the psychic would have certain hours, and during those hours they would be available to do on the spot kind of readings. So I had to shut a door. Sorry, everyone. I know. So totally weird, but ton of people around today. Anyway, and a very noisy dog. So, all right. So psychicsource.com is where Bridget is from, and Bridget has worked for over 35 years as a psychic. Bridget uses her amazing clairvoyant gift to help others in virtually all areas of their lives. She feels deeply connected to her spirit guides, who supply her with factual and loving advice to share with those who request readings. You can reach Bridget off air at psychicsource.com. And if you go, like I said, to the actual show page, there's a link that takes you right there. But if you can also go to psychicsource.com and find her bio and her page through that. So that's who we're going to be talking to tonight. Again, everyone, call in at 347-945-7246, 347-945-7246, and press 1. And Daria is on the line, so she will be happy to screen all the calls and get your name and the state you're calling from, so we know a little bit about you when we bring you on the air. Just your name and just the state that you're calling from. We don't ask any more questions, and we're not like transferring information to the psychic. These are real psychics, everyone. Anyway, so I'm going to bring Bridget on the air, and we're going to get started with some readings. Hi, Bridget. Thank you so much for being on tonight.
Hi.
And sorry about all the distractions in the beginning.
I
have like a dog.
Homey.
Yeah, this dog that is the most protective thing ever. And somebody even walks past the house and he's like trying to go through the door to get at them. But anyway.
Right. Well, that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good boy, though. He's just very loud. Anyway,
yeah.
So it's great to have you on, and I want you to
Thank
tell
you.
Us a little.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about PsychicSource.com.
Sure. Well, it's we're known as the most reputable psychic source around, and been around for many, many years. We're all highly trained. We're highly qualified, and I know I've been in as many of us, but I've been in the business now of teaching, lecturing, writing, and for over 30 years. I've traveled extensively, honing my deep interest in the paranormal. I spent time in the Himalayas, training with the monks in meditation, traveling with a full-blood Aborigine into the Australian outback, traveling through India, writing, written 5 books on the subject, and mainly trying to, my goal was really trying to, how do we find peace in a turbulent world?
Right.
And we're so much more than we think we are. I help my people who call reach their highest self, where all the peace and tranquility is. And I'm able to, as all of us at Psychic Source, we're able to give helpful information to those who call. And that's our goal. It's quite wonderful. It's quite rewarding. I love it. I've been, before this, I taught psychic development, spiritual development workshops for 30 years. And I've seen an amazing results during the process. So now I'm fortunate enough to work be with Psychic Source and helping people who have some sort of issue, whether it be love, career. I do dream interpretation. Actually, Lisa, I'm a pet psychic as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. And
tap into my Australian Shepherd, please, and tell him to knock off the crazy.
Right. Well, it's very interesting. He's very cocky because there's unconditional love.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
really, no, he's full of himself, but he's your dog. He's very devoted. He's loyal. He's kind, and he really is very, very, very connected to you. It's a real good, healthy.
I'm definitely his person, no doubt. I'm his person.
I mean, oh, sure.
You know, he loves every, you know, all the kids and my husband and stuff too. But he's definitely my dog, and he protects me. I mean, nobody can go into any place I'm sitting and come near me without him getting in between.
That's
so funny. He's very neurotic.
That's your dog. That's his job. And but he also feels that you have this unconditional love for him. So he really has taken full advantage. I'm not going to call him an aggressive dog because he's a kind, sweet dog, but he's definitely an alpha.
Oh,
He runs the family, you know, he's got full control. Not a bad thing, and very loyal, very sweet, and generous too.
He really is a good dog. He's just, I would like him to not bite people. That would be awesome. He's a herding dog, so he nips at people sometimes, and we have to keep him away from children. He can't go near any children because he thinks of them, I think, like as little sheep or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. He like nips at them.
He's a sweet dog, but he's doing what he was bred to do, and his intentions are certainly not to hurt, but that's, you know, very good that you're keeping him away from the small children. You're absolutely right. He believes he's hurting the children. H-E-R-D.
he doesn't like any kind of chaos. So it's really cool that you're able to do all of these different types of readings. And you just do this. You don't use any tools, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah. Okay. I don't. I do is I go into my higher self. I connect with my spiritual guides. Now, I believe we all have guides around us, and when we go into an altered state, and I actually have a podcast on my profile page, if anybody's interested, it's Bridget8133, where I take you into an altered state of consciousness through a deep breathing technique, and that's where you meet your spiritual guides, and our guides are, you know, we all have guides. And they're there for us. They're really our best friends. And when we're in touch with our guides, they can lead us even when we're not in an altered state of consciousness. We just put it up to the guides to take over. It's really quite remarkable. Sometimes they're guides that we've known in life, and sometimes they're old guides who've been around for eons, and they connect themselves to us. They could be teacher guides. So, and sometimes our guides come to us. We see them, their faces. Sometimes they come in the form of energy,
right?
And color. It all depends. It's specific to the person.
All right. And so I just want to remind everybody that even though it does seem to be, it's not a real heavy night, everyone, remember, just keep it to one question. You know, if you have follow-up questions, you can go to psychicsource.com or follow the link on the page and book some time with Bridget off air. That's why she's here, is to show us how awesome she is, so she can get, you know, she can gain your trust and get you guys to call in. So that's what's most important. So, but we will also want to help as many people as we can tonight. So we're going to start with some readings. If you're ready, Bridget.
Sure, of course.
All right, great. We're going to start with Lori, and Lori is calling from California. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hi, I'm hanging in there. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Bridget?
Yeah,
Lori.
I
always tap in through birth dates. Lori, what's your birth date, please?
6/29/60.
Okay, I'm not giving you an astrological readings, but my guides go through birth dates. Lori,
okay.
How can I help you?
Love life or anything you could see regarding anything right now, school, college, career.
Okay.
Love life.
Okay. I am picking up, Lori, a transitional time for you. I want to say it goes back actually to this past January, February. And I am picking up that you're studying something. It could be online, but I do see a bit of a career shift here. Are you currently working within a group or a team, Lori?
Yes, it's going to be, yeah, and yep. Yeah,
okay.
Group project at school.
Okay.
There is one.
And, Lori, I'm picking up that as we get into October, November, you're going to be veering out a little bit more in out of what you're going to be taking on an additional project. I'm also picking up more. Are you a leader of this team at all, Lori?
I don't know that yet.
Okay. I'm picking up you will be. I'm picking up that, and then as we get into January, I'm actually picking up a promotion moving forward. I am picking up that there will be, as we get into March and April, there could be even more of a change. It looks like it could be a career shift coming, and I do see you studying to go in a bit of a different direction, Lori. So that's all starting now, and as we go into January, February, by March, I see you doing something a bit different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ultimately, I see you off. You have a lot of entrepreneurial skill, too, off on your own.
Okay.
Are there any other questions, Lori?
Anything with love?
Are we talking about a specific person right now, Lori?
Well, I have somebody in mind that's driving me crazy. I don't know why they're in my head.
Okay, Lori, could I have the person's first name and his birth date?
I don't know it.
Okay. Could I have his first name?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay, Lori. That's okay. It's really helpful if I have that to tune in. I am picking up that there's somebody that you know and somebody actually in your energy field. I'm picking up on two people, Lori. The person that I'm that you're thinking about is I'm picking up that right now there's some female energy beside the person. I'm not picking up that it's intimate, but I am picking up some other female energy. I am picking up an attraction, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lori, we're mental, physical, and spiritual beings all at the same time. You can communicate with this person on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
and send him your love.
Okay.
And trust that he will feel it, because all we are is energy.
Okay.
Okay, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? Okay, Lori.
Thanks for calling in, Lori.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to move on to Catherine. And Catherine is from New York. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Catherine.
Hi,
Catherine. Hi. Hi, Catherine. Could I have your birth date, please?
6/26/75.
Thank you. And what's your question, Catherine?
I want to see if you could tell me how to get a part in a certain project I'm doing that's more in front of the scenes than in back. If I should start laying the seeds for that now, if I should wait a little longer.
Okay. So you're looking for a part in a project?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see a lot of color and a lot of energy around you, Catherine.
Okay.
And is this artistic?
Yes.
Is there some art involved here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I am picking up that it's already beginning to happen, Catherine.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm picking up that as we get into, I want to say, around the mid-December, you will be moving really out more in the forefront. I'm picking up a lot of energy swirling around you, and a lot of color, a lot of artistic ability here. It's already being recognized, Catherine.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just keep that forefront in your mind it's going to happen. It's called, you're doing everything you can right now. You're doing the right thing. You might want to just work on the spiritual aspect of it by holding in your mind the law of attraction and keep exactly where you want to go first and foremost in your mind.
Okay.
Okay, Catherine?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For calling
God
in,
bless.
Catherine.
Thank you. Have a blessed night, ladies. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so that was kind of cool. She seemed very sweet.
Yeah, really. And you know what? It's really important. The law of attraction, I taught this 30 years ago before it was called the law of attraction. But if we can hold in our mind exactly what it is, what we want, that's the start. And this goes back, certainly not to, and now it's a very trendy term, the law of attraction and the secret, all these different books. But Buddha talked about the law of attraction, that what we hold in our mind becomes real. Our thoughts are concrete. And so it may sound, you know, a little bit, you know, trendy and spooky kooky and all of that, but it works. It's real.
Yeah, it really does work. And I think that some people think that they just have to want it and it happens, but it's more about putting energy into wanting it. You know, like I always tell people, if you want a new car, don't just like say, I want a new car. Picture the car in your driveway, you know, feel yourself, what it
right.
would feel like sit in that car, what it would smell like, you know, all of those things, because it's that energy that creates what
you
get.
Lisa, you're right on. And I liken it to, you know, you hold it so firmly in your mind. It's almost like, well, you have children. It's like when one of your kids wants something, that's all they think about. They perseverate on it. And they believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're going to get this new bike.
Right.
And they end up, they'll tell everybody they're going to get this bike. They believe it, and they get it. It's the same thing with adults. We hold in our mind exactly what we want. And as even we can go back to the Old Testament, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You get what you think, what you hold so firmly.
Right. That's so true.
Very true. Right. And positive, if a person's thinking negative thoughts, negative outcomes. If you're thinking positive thoughts, you're going to attract positive outcomes.
Right. Like attracts like. That's exactly it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the law of attraction was first taught by Buddha, who wanted them to understand that what you have become is what you have thought.
Right. Absolutely. Totally agree. All right. We're going to move on to Tiffany calling from Pennsylvania. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Tiffany, could I have your birth date?
June 7th, 1966.
Thanks, Tiffany.
You've had all Junes tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, what's on your mind?
Well, before I ask the question I'm calling about, just have one brief question or a comment and a question. Love the fact that you connect with pets. And number two, if I were to schedule some time with you, do you also deal with past lives?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That being said, great. Now I know that. But my main question for this evening is... my grandmother had a massive stroke back in 2003. She lived for 7 years, passed away in 2010, and was completely reliant on nursing care, full round-the-clock care. She couldn't speak anymore. She couldn't communicate her thoughts even in writing. But she, you know, when we visited her and, you know, I would have communications with her, and this is so important to me because I loved her to pieces, no one could ever tell us if she could understand what we were saying to her, although I always felt like she did. And so I guess my question to you is, it was that all in my head for wishful thinking, or did she really understand those last 7 years of her life, what we were telling her about our daily lives, you know, what was going on, that sort of thing?
Okay, Tiffany, what your grandma, she was understanding you obviously in the physical realm. You were communicating to her spiritual, to her higher self. When we go high within ourselves, we go to the pool of universal knowledge. That's where all the wisdom and the knowledge from the beginning of time is. And that's, you were going very, very high up. She was understanding on that level, on a very, very exalted level. You were, and you could feel her. You could feel her vibration. I'm sure when you held her hand, incidentally, you got healing hands, Tiffany. when you held her hand, you could feel you were putting your energy into her.
I truly could, and the reason I say that is because the doctors kept saying to us, you know, we really can't say she's understanding. And I really just felt deep, deep down in my soul that she knew exactly what we were talking to her about, even though she couldn't talk back.
Exactly, exactly. The physical body was not serving her. You were going above the, you were going into the spiritual realm to communicate. And she, this is, she already made really the transition. And the physical body was still, you know, it was alive. It was functioning. But you were communicating on, you know, spirit to spirit. And she heard everything you were saying. She knew everything. Her body,
and she understood? She understood?
She totally understood. Her body
okay.
failed her. But you were all... When we die, all we are, Tiffany, is energy. You know, quantum physics tells us that everything in the universe is energy. And that's all we are. So when we pass over, we're just going into a different energy field. So you were able, you're quite psychic yourself, Tiffany, and that simply means that psychic simply means your senses, your five senses, are more developed than the average. And so you were in tune with your grandma. You were communicating with her on a psychic level and on an energy. It was an energy level. And that was how the communication, it's like when people are communicating, a psychic would communicate with somebody who passed on, you're communicating psychically, spiritually, on a higher level. So absolutely, your grandma was very aware. And
You don't know how important that is for me to hear that. It's incredibly important. So I thank you for telling me that.
You had a deep and profound connection, and that doesn't go anywhere. Now,
right.
It's beyond the human experience, what you were talking about. So a lot of the doctors won't believe in this, but a lot of them will embrace it. And not long ago, there was a wonderful double-blind test done with nurses in New York who were praying for people in California, and some the people did not know who, you know, was praying, and it was almost that it was a double blind test, and the ones who actually were prayed for were the ones who got healed. It's quite amazing.
Man.
So you
very,
have a
very,
very
emotional right now. Thank you
connection.
So much.
Okay, yes. Tiffany. Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Tiffany. We appreciate it. And
thank you so much, guys. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Tiffany.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. I want to remind everyone where to find Bridget. Bridget is at Psychic Source. psychicsource.com. And for those of you who don't know how to spell psychic, and it's not unusual, it's not an easy word to spell, it's psychic and then source, source. I'm telling everybody how to spell it. I'm spelling it wrong. Anyway, psychicsource.com. And there's a link on the page, the show page, to that will take you right to Bridget's profile so you can book time with her. Also, anybody who's listening who wants to call in, please feel free to call in at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. Be sure to press 1 because otherwise we don't know you want to talk to us. We know you're listening, but we don't know you want to talk to us. So you can also call that number and just listen. Everyone feel free to call in. We are having a semi-slow night. We've got a couple more people on the line, but I want to take a quick commercial break before we take those calls and give everyone that's listening a chance, if you'd like, to call in and get your reading tonight. So just leave. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Tarvis.
Hi, I'm Daria Ann.
Ladies, we want to invite you to kick your shoes off, pour yourself a glass of wine, and join us for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
This women's lifestyle show covers everything important to women, from taking care of yourself and looking your best to dealing with cancer and escaping domestic violence.
Indulge in little girl talk with us every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina. On Right Stream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Diane.
And this is Denise.
And we want to invite you to listen to the History Goes Bump podcast.
Ghost tours for the theater of the mind.
The History Goes Bump podcast, a show featuring a look at historic locations, people, and events with a twist. This history podcast is haunted. So grab your slippers, hot chocolate, flashlight, and maybe even that baseball bat and join us.
You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other various podcast catchers.
Check out the website at historygoesbump.com.
Keep it spooky.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Lisa Tarvis, and you're listening to Just Believe. And tonight we have Bridget from PsychicSource.com with us doing fantastic psychic readings for everyone. So we're going to get right back to that. Bridget, if you're ready.
Yes, I am.
All right. We're going to take a call from Tanika in New York. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you have a question for Bridget tonight?
Hi, Tamika.
Yes.
Hi. Can I have your birthday, Tamika?
Sure. It's Tamika, and my birthday is 9378.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
That's
and
okay.
It's Tamika, correct?
Tamika with an N like Nancy.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. What's on your mind, Tamika?
I'd like to hear about love, relationship, career, and anything else moving, anything else that might come up like that, like love and marriage and children and relationship and career.
Okay, sure. Could I have the person's first name and birth date?
The person that I have feelings for?
Yes.
The first name is Nick, and the birth date is 6/11/83.
Okay, and it's Nick. Okay. Tamika, I'm picking up a strong attraction cord that runs between you and Nick. I'm picking up a little bit that there's still some commitment issues going on with Nick. He's Nick can run a bit hot and cold. Mm-hmm. And I'm picking up that initially, Tamika, I see that there he was the major pursuer of you, correct?
Correct.
And then sort of when you went along with it, he sort of became a bit hot and cold, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's not Tamika, because it's anything that you've done or said wrong. It's actually everything. I mean, he's very attracted to you, that's for sure. He just has some, he's not ready to go to the next level yet. Now, I'm picking up that as we get into the end of the year, I'm picking up it's your relationship's going to grow stronger. There's something up in the air career-wise for him, too. Is that correct?
I haven't spoken to him since last August.
Okay.
We haven't spoken or seen each other in a year. We broke up last August, but I still have feelings for him.
Okay. Well, I'm picking up that he... I don't see that the relationship is over at all. I'm picking up that he got scared because of, you know, commitment issues. And I'm picking up you are going to hear from him. But it's going to be, you know, as we get into the end of the year, if there's something going on with his career finances that has him a little bit out of sorts right now. But I'm picking up that as we get into, especially November, I'm picking up you're going to be hearing from him. He just got scared of the strong connection, and that's when he started running the hot and cold.
Okay.
Now, with the career, Tamika, I'm picking up that I'm getting some good feelings that it looks like there's going to be a promotion coming for you. There's more money coming at the end of the year. And I'm picking up, it looks like a promotion coming in January, February.
Oh, okay.
There was another one.
Moving.
A moving?
Hopefully.
Okay, I am picking up you moving. And I see you moving not far from a body of water.
Okay.
And okay. Which is a very healing place for you.
Yes. Do you see him and I making it as far as getting, starting a family and getting married? Like settling down together?
Okay, I'm picking up that I don't see that this relationship, that I don't see the cord between the two of you severed, totally severed. I'm picking up he got scared, and that's when he started the hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first he was the one who was really mainly after you, correct? Really big time.
Big time, big time.
Yeah, and then what happened was he just got fearful. And he's going to come back. But, Tamika, you don't contact him, okay?
I'm not.
Okay.
I was just wondering if we're going to have children and get married. But I'm not going to be the one to pursue this man as much as
I love him.
I just was curious about that.
Okay. Tamika, my guides are showing me that he is going to reconnect with you. And this does not mean that you're not going to marry him and have children. I'm just not picking up on that right now. I'm sorry. There's a definite reconnection, and it's a spiritual truth. We teach people how we need to be treated. Toward the end of this relationship, he did not treat you the way you should have been treated. Now, people do change, but you can't change Nick. The only person you can change is yourself. And when you change, I see Nick changing. And ultimately, I do see you married. I see you married within 3 years, and I see 2 children around you.
Okay.
Okay, but you, yeah. in work, you're obviously not going to contact Nick on a physical level, but you can send him your love and your energy on a spiritual level.
Okay.
And he'll feel that because all we are is energy. Trust that, Tamika.
I do. The promotion that you were saying, is that going to happen with the current job that I'm at, or should I look for a different job?
I'm picking up that I don't see you changing. I'm picking up there's going to be a promotion where you are now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Good luck, Lisa. Good luck, Tamika.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for coming in.
God bless, Tamika.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Everyone, I want to remind you, you can call in at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. We are going to move on to Gwen, and Gwen is from Massachusetts. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Do you have a question for Bridget tonight?
Hi Gwen, could I have your birthday, please?
Sure, it's April 2nd, 1964.
Thank you. And what's your question, Gwen?
My question is in regards to romance. You know, romance and sex. I'm at a point where I don't know if I want a relationship, but I do know that I want a sexual relationship.
Sure. Okay, Gwen.
Does that make sense?
Gwen, it does make sense.
Okay.
You're talking about is I'm picking up there's been some hurt in the past.
Yes.
And trust issues that were broken. And
yes.
Right now you're not prepared to give your trust to another person just at this point in your life. You're hurt and dealing with that, and
yes.
you're just not going to go there right now.
Yes.
Gwen, it's how we get around that is because mm-hmm. we're mental, physical, and spiritual beings, and you
mm-hmm.
know that if you were listening.
Yes.
And when all three of these components are nourished,
mm.
that's when we really are full. We're complete.
Amen. Amen.
And hurt is a very hard thing. When there's only one way to get rid of hurt, and that is to go high within ourselves, where we connect with the oneness to the divine. Whether
yes.
you call it God, whatever the divine is, when we make that connection,
mm.
then it's wrong to think that anybody else, that we can get closure if we've been hurt. We only get closure from ourselves.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Gwen, I totally yeah. hear what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're going to protect yourself right now. And that's all good. That's you're smart. You've got a lot of beautiful spirituality around you, Gwen. I want you to know that.
Thank
good.
You.
You're you're a giver, and you've unfortunately been with a couple takers.
Yes.
And so that's how we can put it all together is through meditation. And actually, I've got a really good guided meditation on my profile page. You know, it's Psychic Source 8133. It's called Eliminating Negative Energy. Now, Gwen, you don't give out any negative energy, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Well, it's true. You don't. You've got lovely energy around you. But, Gwen, it's always important because you're a very sensitive woman and you've taken on negative energy.
Yes.
And so if you let it go, you get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very easy process to do by making the connection with your highest self.
Okay.
So I don't know if I've answered your question, though, Gwen. So what was your specific?
I think my specific was, I think that, and you hit on something that I never thought about. I think that if I go into just a physical relationship, I'm hiding from connecting on an emotional level.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I know me. I know that I just can't go into a physical and walk away and not have any type of emotional connection. I can't do that.
Right. And that's what my guides are showing me.
Yes.
Because, Gwen, when we have it all together, the mental, physical, and spiritual, when each part is being nourished, then what happens is we trust again.
Yes.
We love again. Gwen, there's only two human emotions. One is love and one is fear.
Yes.
When we operate in the love mode, everything positive happens. Mm. We have joy, we have peace, we have trust, we forgive. When we operate with any fear, and this is, Gwen, I'm not saying what you said was, it was wrong in any way, but just the sex, that's operating, you're fearful.
So absolutely.
So then when we operate in the fear mode, then everything negative happens. That's when we have sadness, we have depression, we have anxiety.
Yes.
And so it's all it is a mind training. We say, I'm going to go with love.
Mm-hmm.
And everything out of that is good. And then the universe starts opening up. Trust that, Gwen, because when we go into our higher self, there's no fear.
Mm.
When we're high within ourselves, that's when the universe opens up to us. And that's when the second step is magic. And I taught this for many, many years, and it sounds fantastical, but I've seen it over and over again. We trust, we love magic. It's quite remarkable.
Yes. What's interesting as to what you're speaking about is that I've been shut down for many, many years, and now I'm starting to open up more and attract more, and I'm starting to – I just feel like my sexuality – who I am, my spirituality is starting to come alive again. I feel like I'm being reborn again. I really do feel that, and I feel the attraction. I sense it, and that's why I'm like, wow. You know what? This feels really good. This is the familiar that feels good to me that I've been used to, that I've shut down.
Right. Well, Gwen, so we've come full circle now. We're saying the same thing. We're on exactly the same page.
Yes.
You are starting to trust. And when you trust, the world opens up.
Yes.
Because what happens is, Gwen, all we are is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we wrap ourselves in positive energy, we attract people.
That's
true. You go into a room, why do you go up to one person and not to another? Maybe the guy you're going up to is not half as good looking as the good looking guy at the other end of the room, but you're drawn to him because you're drawn. It's an energy field.
Energy, yes.
He's And we don't use the words during the day like, she's got good energy, he's got... No, but that's all we are. And
that's
so
true.
You're now walking in the light, Gwen.
Yes, yes.
So it's
I
all
am.
Together. You can't separate. It's impossible to separate romance, you know, just sex without... Because
exactly.
Then that's empty.
You're so right about that, and that's why when you started speaking about it, it's like, come on, who are you kidding, Gwen? You know you can't separate these two, because if
exactly.
you could, you would not be on the phone with Bridget.
Exactly.
You'd be out
but
doing
I wanted
your thing.
You, Gwen, I wanted you to say that. You had,
yes.
you had, and you know. You
yes.
you know yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so Gwen, just keep and again, it's mind training too.
Mm-hmm.
It's meditating, and then
yeah.
it's saying every time you get a negative thought, you say cancel, and you replace
yes.
it with a positive thought, and
yes.
you're going to see the way people react to you too.
Yes,
it's all good. It's all
yes.
light. It's all love.
That's very true. That's very, very true, because it's like no matter where I go, I mean, and it's true. It's not that I'm, you know, this raving beauty, but it's like people are just attracted to me, men
exactly.
and women. They're just attracted to me.
It's exactly because we don't know it, but we're attracted to people with love in their heart.
Yes.
We
yes.
feel like the energy field. Science tells us now all we are is energy. The table you're sitting at is nothing but a concentration of energy.
But
we
yes.
don't. That's why people will walk toward you. The universe. That's what I mean. The universe opens up, and
mm-hmm.
magical things happen in our life
yes.
when we walk with love.
That is, again, I mean, what you're hitting on is so true. I mean, it doesn't just open up in the love department, even in other areas of your life. It's like things
area.
Just start to fall into place.
Gwen, it's like when you said, I would like, forget you said the romance and sex separate. It's you can't separate anything.
True.
Everything's
true.
All connected.
That's true. Very true.
It's all... We are connected. You're
That's
connected
true.
To me. I'm connected to the... We're all part of one.
That's true. Amen to that. Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is good.
And so you're going to get this. You're going to find the person of your heart's desire very
mm-hmm.
soon, Gwen.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
And just keep that
Thank
first.
You.
And as I was saying... to Tiffany earlier, that when we hold the law of attraction firmly in our mind, that's what happens for us.
That's true.
We create. Our thoughts are real. Our thoughts are
mm-hmm.
concrete.
That is so true. I mean, it's like you can create a wonderful life, or you could create not such a wonderful life
exactly.
with your thoughts.
Negative,
and I've been on
right.
both. I've been on both ends of that. Both ends of that. So it is true. What you're speaking about is very true.
Yeah. Negative, positive thoughts, positive results. Negative
yes.
thoughts, negative outcomes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
axiomatic. That's a given.
Yes. That is so true.
So,
oh, you're wonderful.
And you've got lovely spiritual energy, and people
yes.
will feel it and come towards you. So that's
yes.
all good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
Thank
Gwen,
you.
God bless. It was
God bless you too.
You
as well. You as well. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for calling in, Gwen.
Many blessings to you, honey.
All right.
God bless, honey. Bye bye.
God bless. All right. I think we have a couple.
What a lovely lady. All
I know.
Lovely people calling.
Yeah, she's called in before. She's one of our regular listeners, and she's called in before.
Wonderful.
She's so sweet. She's so sweet, and she's so deep. You know, she's really deep, and I don't know. I always enjoy it when she calls in.
Right. She understands that the strong, when we make the connection, you know, with the divine, our whole lives open up. And
right.
as I said, magic kicks in.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it was
all
delightful.
Right.
I think my hour is up, and I had such a great time, and I hope everybody got something out of it, and I hope to hear from others.
Yeah, I think that will happen because everybody's going to go visit psychicsource.com and go to your profile. If you go to the show page, everyone, you can click on the link and go directly to Bridget's profile.
I'm at extension 8133.
8133. So psychicsource.com.
And I have a very good guided meditation there, and I also have a brand new video.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, and so this was all great fun, Lisa. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming on, and hope to have you on again sometime.
Thank you. Love it. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
God bless, Lisa.
Thanks,
evening.
Bridget. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Bridget from PsychicSource.com. And she definitely stuck to her hour and, like, to the minute. Man, that was impressive. Anyway, so that is pretty much it for us tonight, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic week to come. Next week, we're going to have more psychic readings on Just Believe, so make sure you tune in for that. Remember, you can start calling in at 6:45 p.m. If you call in at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, you are going to for sure get on the show because we don't go on air till 7 o'clock. So that's just a little tip for next week so you can make sure you get on. If you're somebody who spends a lot of the time, on hold, or you spend a lot of the time trying to get into the show and don't get on, call in at 6:45 because that's a really good way. You're going to be right up there in the queue, and we'll be sure to get to you. Everyone, it's been really fun. I really appreciate not only Bridget being on, but that all of you that did call in, it was really a good show, and everyone, remember to visit Bridget at psychicsource.com. You can find me at lisatarvis.com. You can find Right Stream Radio at rightstreamradio.com, and you can find out more about our publishing company, Right Stream Publishing, by going to rightstreampublishing.com. All really great stuff going on. It's just so much great fun going on with the radio network and with Right Stream Publishing especially, and we are really, really excited about everything that's coming up for us in the next few months. Anyway, thank you again for calling in, everyone who's called in, and thank you for listening to everyone that's listened, whether live or in the chat room or in the archives. We really appreciate it. Have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye, everyone.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician.
I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.